Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Eddie Lees, the CEO of Now Sorted, the service that looks to supply their clients the important data and documentation they require in a crisis. So important. And Mr. Lees, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
You're very welcome, Eric. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you and how you can be a better service, especially for those businesses that require your services in a crisis. So tell us, Mr. Lees, if you would, tell us about what led you to launch Now Sorted. I think that would be a great place to start.
Yes, indeed. I was running a fairly successful business, and like a lot of business people, was spinning plates all the time and trying to make sure that everything was running okay. And the business was successful, but I had a health scare, and it put me in hospital. And when it did, and I was coming through the anesthetic, I realized that in my family, I knew where everything was. In other words, if I didn't get out of that hospital, they'd be in a mess. I knew everything was because I'd taken care of it, but they didn't know. And when I got out of hospital, I figured that's something that I would have to fix. So inside a year, I sold my consultancy and started Now Sorted.
Certainly a lot of reasons and inspiration to start Now Sorted, no doubt about that. Now, as someone dealing with a non-tech industry and clientele, how do you best communicate the need for Now Sorted?
Well, it's like, I guess people are reluctant to talk about why they would need and when they would need their important information and documents. I mean, most people would associate what I just described to you as the original cause, the original spur, as being a near-death experience, and therefore they're reluctant to go down that road. But in reality, there are many other reasons why people do need to have all their important information and documents available. And for example, divorce. You know, when people are visited by divorce, they normally, very frequently, are in the hands of lawyers who are trying to sort things out, and they are asking for documents which typically would not necessarily be needed on an immediate basis. But there you go, they do need that. And there are other occasions, for example, and I'm sure that you have experienced this greatly in the United States, fire, you know, fire, and in your case, tornadoes and so on, and floods, they destroy houses and they destroy records and so on. But if you have all those records stored digitally and safely and securely, then you can recover them very, very quickly. And that's what is required, for example, when making insurance claims and so on. So the spread, so to speak, of need is very wide. It originally started on an estate planning basis, but the real need is very wide. And so we are talking to people about those kinds of things, and we ask them questions. What would you do if you had to go overseas for some important meeting and you had to leave by 4 o'clock this afternoon? Where's your passport? And very, very few people know where their passport is or where other things are. So it's a matter of talking, not in a shrill way, but in a very logical way, asking people where the important stuff is. And most of the time, they just do not know. And if I may just go a little further on that, one great example, especially in this country, is about wills. You know, where's your will? Do you have a will? 44% of lawyers in Australia don't have wills. So you can imagine what it's like for the ordinary citizen. So it's a matter of asking questions. Where's this? Where's that? Where's the other? You might not need it immediately, but ultimately your family will need it. Would it not be better to be prepared than unprepared? And that's the kind of conversation that we have.
And certainly important conversations to be having. You certainly never know. Good stuff. Now, how does Now sort of differentiate itself with other online vault facilities?
Well, that's a very good question, because there are available, obviously, quite a number of online alternatives. And the best way of describing it is this. If I wanted to store my music or my photographs or whatever things of that kind of consequence, then indeed I could make myself use, or I could offer to use any of those freely available devices. However, one thing that they don't do is to bring all the information together into one composite, simple, easy to read report that says to any family that's using HouseSorted, here you are, here's everything, all coordinated, all up to date, all in one document, and you can share that with family if need be, or your lawyer, or your accountant, and so on. So in addition to having online access, which is very quick and immediate, there's also this opportunity to provide important people in one's life with a document which is very easily and quickly updated with one click that says, okay, here's my life, everything's coordinated, everything is there, everything you would want to have. And that document is what we call the crucial facts report and directory. It is crucial. They are the facts. It is a report in the PDF format. And it is, of course, a directory to where everything that's important in one's life is located. So that is the great differentiator. And we aren't aware of any other service, online digital service, that provides that.
And that certainly does say a whole lot right there. Today we're speaking with Mr. Eddie Lees, the CEO of NowSorted, the service that looks to supply their clients the important data and documentation they require in a crisis, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, tell us what sort of a customer is finding this product the most exciting to date.
Well, we've been going to since 2006, and that was when we launched our very first, and I must say, somewhat clunky service online. And the whole idea in those days was to appeal to the end user, so John and Mary Citizen as end users. But it didn't take long to realize that the real market is for professional advisors who indeed have those kinds of people as their clients. So our target market really is for lawyers and accountants and financial planners, people whose interests are in taking care of their clients and making sure that they are prepared in every which way for those kinds of eventualities which I covered earlier. And it's in that area that we're now spending most of our time and energy.
Finally, Mr. Lees, what advice would you give to anyone listening who is curious about trying out NowSorted?
Well, okay, thank you for that. Again, a good question. So our website is nowsorted.com, and people can try it both as personal users and, of course, as business users, and they get a 2 months free trial. So in 2 months, they can put it in either real information or dummy information. The data and documents are very, very secure. They're very highly secure. We've taken great pains. We've taken more pains over security than on anything else. And the two things that drive NowSorted are indeed its security and also its simplicity. So they can go online and simply go in and have a 2 month trial. Put in either real information, dummy information. No one can see that information, especially us at NowSorted. We certainly can't see it and would never want to. So that's the easiest way they can go about it. And if after that they want to go ahead, well, they can. And with the American dollar being so high right now against the Australian dollar, it becomes a real bargain for people in your country to have a look at.
And I'd certainly say so, and a fantastic service to boot. Again, folks, it is NowSorted.com. Mr. Lees, thanks so much for joining us here today on behalf of NowSorted, and thanks for your time on the program.
Eric, thank you very much indeed. It was great to join you. Thank you so much.
And it was certainly more than a pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Eddie Lees, the CEO of NowSorted, the service that looks to supply their clients the important data and documentation they require in a crisis. And to be ready in all regards for that inevitable crisis, visit NowSorted.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.